2006, my husband, who works as a journalist from Italy, he was taken hostage in Afghanistan. And when he was taken hostage in Afghanistan, I happened to teach. And it was just the most amazing experience, because all the refugees were actually uniting, and they were so welcoming, and they used to pray for me, and I used to sometimes break down in tears in front of them, because I couldn't stand the pressure when the foreign ministry would call in and give me some updates. So every time they would call in, I used to break down in front of the class, and they would come up and hug and pray for me in the break. And it was, those people had gone through the worst trauma possibly imaginable, and they were actually praying for me, for someone who was actually, you know, much better off, and who hadn't gone through any trauma. But
well,
then
well,
I
better
was
off in some ways, but with a husband being held hostage by, was it the Taliban?
Well, it's a long story.
Of course,
I mean, it's still not clear who actually took him hostage. He came back alive after 23 days, so he was released, and we had a daughter afterwards, you know, another child.
Yes.
So it was a happy ending. I hope, I just wish I could, you know, extend the love. I've just read a story on Facebook where this man just posted a really emotional story about his wife who got killed.
Yes,
in
I've seen that as well. His wife is yes.
Yes, I just hope I could have said the same thing if he hadn't come back alive. You know,
well,
I wish.
Here's the thing, and who knows? And thank God you never had to find out how you'd have coped, yes, if he'd been killed. But here's the thing: there's plenty of people in this country. It's a little bit tempting sometimes to malign them all as knuckle dragging racists, but they're not. Plenty of people in this country have genuine concerns that we might be letting into our communities people who want to do things like the events we saw in Paris. You, as someone whose husband has been held hostage by, we have to presume, fundamentalists, you say to them, well, how do you stop them being frightened, Sylvie?
Well, you can't live your life being frightened. I mean, we have particularly chosen to live in London because it's multicultural. We could live in a seaside town where he's from. I could live in the mountains in Austria and feel safe, you know, shielded from the so-called, you know, multiculturalism, which would expose me to potential threats. I chose to live here because that's what I welcome about humanity, being able to live together as one, being able to be welcoming. You will always have the one odd, you know, dark soul who will try to destroy humanity as such. But if we let that happen, we as humans have just failed.
We as humans will have failed if we allow the possibility of one terrorist sneaking, yes, into the country to empower us to turn away all of the refugees.
Exactly. I mean, if I go to my daughter's school where 50 languages are spoken, I feel so blessed to be able to actually do that. I just have friends from all over the world, and that's what makes us human. We are different. We have to be welcoming. We have to be able to live as one. We have to stay united. We can't let hatred win over, because as soon as you let hatred, you know, take over, that's it.
There are some very loud voices in this country who appear to be seeking that hatred, not on a level of carnage and death, but certainly on a level of division and rejection. We're going to struggle to shout them down, I think, Sylvie.
I feel so saddened by this. You know, when I hear Farage and the likes of him talking, I just feel like this is not what I stand for, and I will never ever accept that as any of, you know. And I will try to reason with the people who will, you know, shout the loudest. But some people are just so narrow-minded. You can't argue with some people, but you can just continue smiling. When I see a lady next door working down in her burqa, I just smile at her because it makes her feel more comfortable. I see the fear in her eyes when she looks at me because she's frightened herself that I will look upon her in a bad way. And she smiles back because she's probably just relieved, you know, to see me actually smiling at her. And that's what should actually happen. We should respond with a smile, respond just with nice gestures, just being genuinely human, you know. That's what makes us different from these animals.